Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I want to thank all of you listeners for being very loyal and for sending in the emails. We've had a lot of response and a lot of suggestions, and we also have a lot of interest in the Living Large series. So if you don't know what that is, I want you to send us an email, and we'll let you know all about it. You can send the email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Now, this morning's show is going to be very interesting. We have a unique woman who is involved in the arts. Her name is Carol Hoffman, and she's involved with Arts at St. John's in Miami, Florida. The projects that they are involved with help the local artists grow with their natural gifts, and I think it's a very large contribution that they make to humanity. So we will have Carol with us this morning in about 5 minutes, and first I'd like to bring in my co-host, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everybody out there, and especially a hello out to our LA friends that are here with us this morning. As Patty was saying, I'm looking forward to hearing Carol this morning because I've known Carol for a while, and I just am so amazed at some of the things that she puts together and pulls together with the St. John's and all the things that she's doing to create something that, and a lot of things for women also, so that she's here to create different venues that will broaden our scope and our vision on different forms in the art world. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing her this morning. So let me know as soon as she's on.
Okay.
And just wanted to talk a little bit this morning while we have a little time about gratitude and expressing gratitude, because that is one of the most important things that we need to be in touch with on a daily basis. And sometimes we tend to forget that we're grateful, and it's the little things that we need to be grateful for. So each night before going to bed, I always talk about writing things down. And if you write down 5 things, 10 things that you're grateful for, you will be able to be mindful of what you're grateful for and be able to go to sleep at night with that in mind. And if you do that exercise regularly, you will naturally keep repeating the same thing, and it will become a habit. So that's my talk on gratefulness.
That's wonderful. I believe we have Carol Hoffman calling in now, so let's see if we can bring her into the show.
Hi there.
Good morning,
Carol.
Welcome to the new show.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. So tell us, Patty, let's bring Carol on and tell
her. Okay, Carol, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes. I am the founding director of the Arts at St. John's, and I think that was the thing that would be most interesting for your program. This is a neighborhood arts organization that started in just at the turn of the century, this century at least, 2000, and it has grown to become a very active community arts organization. Basically what we are is it's a performing and visual arts program for adults located in the mid-beach area of Miami Beach. And the thing that I think makes it interesting and relevant is that we have a unique mission statement. Our mission is arts with a message. And so we present a whole variety of arts and cultural programs that build community, encourage dialogue about social issues, and provide transformation through the arts. And so I think that makes us really special. We place a strong emphasis on personal, social and spiritual growth and transformation.
And how long have you been doing this, Carol?
We're going into our 10th year. We started off really modest. We thought maybe just people in our neighborhood would be coming, but it's interesting because now about 40% of our population, of our audiences, come from Miami Beach, but the rest of them come from all over South Florida and sometimes from outside of the state. And what it's not we don't have classes there very often, but what we are is we're performing, we offer performances and visual arts shows. And it is affordable year-round. We have concerts and dance programs, play readings, visual arts exhibits, panel discussions, and environmental programs.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what arts as healing and empowerment is and how that can assist with anxiety and hurt and pain and fear and
yes.
How you...
Most serendipitously, a couple years after we started, we had one of our performers was a belly dancer. Her name is Hanan, and her dancing really touched people in the audience beyond what we could imagine. And it became a program, a healing program for Hanan, whose real name is Tiffany Madera. And she used dance, Middle Eastern dance, as a means of healing women who had issues of eating habits, disorders, or women who had been domestically or sexually abused. And for several years, we had her program at our church, at the arts facility. And then we grew and started to incorporate more kinds of programming like that. And this year we have a series called Arts and Healing and Transformation. And we have different workshops. We had visual arts one time, dance another time. We're going to have improv in May. We're also looking at using the arts as a way to work with seniors who are going through transitions, particularly during this economically difficult time.
And what is the improv and spoken word? What exactly is that?
Well, it's going to be a workshop probably with a really interesting guy named Ralphie Love, who does improv locally. And it's a way of coming in and using that kind of expression as a way to let things out of yourself, maybe that you have hidden, and also to deal with them and to help other people who maybe have similar issues. So it'll be fun. Most of our programs occur at our facility in the Mid-Beach area, and so people will be coming in. There's a modest fee for this workshop, and it's open to anyone who's interested, all ages, but mostly we get young adults up to seniors. Ralphie will lead them through that program.
Sounds very good. What is the visual arts and writing? Is that a different program than the Writers Critique and Support Group, or those two separate programs?
Well, everything sort of ties into each other. We started a writer's support group recently that meets weekly, and it's very informal, and we help create. It's women, mostly women, who are going through transition in life, like maybe retiring from their job, and want to write and publish. We were surprised at who came. We didn't quite know who would show up, but it made us realize how important writing is as an expression for people, whether or not they want to be published. It sometimes things that we hold in, we can release a lot better if we use writing or a painting or something like that. So that's how we're using it, and the group sort of nurtures each other and encourages them to continue.
Well, that's great. We are also going to be incorporating someone that's written a book or someone that's written a new book, and so we're going to incorporate that in our series of interviews. So you can let your your group know that one of these days when they write their book, we'll have them on the show also.
That would be great. And some of the we're starting to also invite in a speaker once a month, and who publish speakers. And so I will share with you some of the people that we found locally. We really, another aspect of our mission is to emphasize local artists and some of the diverse traditions, sociological, societal traditions that we see in South Florida. So the more times that we can help and uplift local artists, the better we feel.
Yeah, it looks like we have somebody with a question that wants
to
come on.
We have a caller calling in, so let's bring this caller in and see what they have to say. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. You're on air. Who do we have on air?
Hello?
Good morning.
And who do we have on air with us? What is your name?
Can you hear me? Nancy.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for our...
I'm having a computer problem, so I'm listening to this on the cell phone. So it called in. Not really a question. I'm just listening right now. I guess the phone just called in because I'm listening and not on the computer.
Okay, well, thanks
well,
for calling in.
I'll call back. I'm still listening, so I'll ask a question soon. As soon as I listen a little more, wake up.
Okay, all right, that's right. It's very early out there for you. Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Thank you.
You know, it's incredible that we have some listeners that are just loyal. If their computer doesn't work, they call up on the phone and listen to the show.
Right.
So let's continue, Carol.
So what I wanted to also talk about and hear a little bit more about is the Plants Without Borders. What is that all about?
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, let me just step back a little bit and tell you a little bit more about my background, because I think it will help you see the directions we've gone in at the Arts at St. John's. Most people that start art organizations usually grew up in the arts and were targeted in the arts. My background is really eclectic. So I have educationally I have a degree in anthropology, one in sociology, one in theology, and one in ministry. I'm not going to get any more degrees, that's for sure.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yes, well, when you don't know what to do, go back to school. But so, and I've done things in the arts. I've been a visual artist, a professional visual artist in Denver. I started an arts tabloid in Denver. As far as social outreach, I was a caseworker in Taos, New Mexico, and then director of Miami Urban Ministries, which is helps local Methodist churches in South Florida do outreach. And also I'm an ordained minister. And plus I've helped start nonprofits. And then I get to the last to the question you asked. What is this Plants Without Borders? Well, in addition to doing all these professional things, I really have a flirting relationship with the environment and plants. And years ago, I started using native plants both in Taos and Denver to eat for food and also to dye yarns. And when I came down to Florida, I discovered this incredibly rich plant life down here that most of us don't see if we live in Miami, because a lot of our areas have been, you know, we've ripped out the native plants, we've put in concrete and everything. But the native plants that we find in Florida also occur in all the Caribbean islands and also in many places around the Caribbean, like Mexico, Texas. And so what I started seeing is that there's a real similarity between the plants that are native to these regions and people who come from different cultures. They often have a background in how their, let's say, their grandmother or their aunt used to use these plants either for cooking or for medicinal cures or even for spirituality. So we're doing a program called Plants Without Borders to show how these plants that we don't even think about very often can provide bridges between cultures. so that maybe a plant that's used in Jamaica, up in the hills, also occurs here in Florida, and it was used by the Seminoles long before the American settlers came in, the European settlers. So we're doing a series of programs where people are invited to bring in their plant, their favorite plant, with them, and we talk about where it originally came from and who else uses this plant, these plants throughout this area. It's really going to be quite fun. We have a botanist that's working with us, and I'm just amazed at all the things that the ways that people remember plants from their family and their culture.
And how about plants that are grown for healing? There's a lot of
there's so many
for healing. Yeah,
there's one plant, for instance, that grows in lots of our backyards that has these little orange gourd type things on it. It smells really weird, and most of us Westerners will just go and rip it out and rip it out. And it turns out it's one of the strongest healing plants for all the indigenous people for centuries. So yes, we're looking a lot at the healing too, because there's so many things that you can just grow in your backyard that you would never anticipate that are weeds that have an important use in many cultures.
And Carol, what are you doing for more green living and incorporating that into the work that you do?
Well, I think what we sort of see our mission is to first, through the Plants Without Borders, just getting people to remember that it's not just the plants that are far away in some preserve, but it's everyday plants that are right here next to us, right in our yards and right in our local parks and everything. And then we're going to have a art show coming up in the fall called Plants Without Borders, and we're going to invite many local artists to bring in their paintings and their sculptures that represent native plants. And also we're doing something that's sort of similar. This summer we're going to have another visual art show. This is going to be at the Miami Beach Botanic Garden. And it is a show called Divine Debris and Glorious Trash. Now, that sounds like totally the
opposite. I love that.
Yeah. But basically, we're inviting all artists who are interested to submit work that includes stuff that most people would toss out, old bottles or just leftover bottle tops. I'm trying to think of all the things. Discarded bicycle rims. And we're going to have two-dimensional, three-dimensional artwork to show people how maybe we can reclaim some of our stuff, not just on a big industrial level, but it can also be done on a much more personal level.
I love that, Carol. It sounds great.
Well, that's quite interesting. How can people learn more about what you're doing? How can they get in touch with you?
We have a very up-to-date website, which is www.artsatstjohns.com. Mm-hmm. And you can probably just Google our name if you don't remember that. Or people can call me directly at 305-613-2325. And I wanted to mention to your listeners that if anyone out there has heard something that is interesting to them that maybe they'd like to be involved in, to please give me a call, because we we don't create our programming just by who is in our small staff or board. What we really do is try to get input from the community. And so if we, when people bring us new ideas, we'll say, wow, that's great. And we may end up having a program. If somebody out there hears us and says, oh, I have a local band that really seems to fit in, they just need to give me a call and send me their information. We try very much to represent the diversity of our community. Even though people think that because we're in Miami Beach that maybe we're an upscale organization. Actually, we're very, very grassroots. We get our funding from grants from the city of Miami Beach, the county, and the state, and from various foundations, and also the Miami Beach Chamber, and from Dade Community Foundation. But a lot of the stuff that we get comes from fees that people pay when they take our programs. We're really very dependent on the community giving us support and also helping us build our programming.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. One more thing I wanted to ask you. I noticed that you're having an event with Rumi and some poems.
Yes.
And yes. Can you tell me a little bit about how is it somebody going to be reading from Rumi's books, or how are you going to have that event?
Yes. The way it has emerged in the last couple months is that we're going to have two men reading poetry from Rumi in English and Farsi, and there's going to be drumming. It's a group of four performers, and also there'll be some Sufi twirling, dancing, and
mm-hmm.
it should be quite interesting. We're an open-minded arts organization. Even if we're in a Methodist church, we try to offer to people a variety of cultural and spiritual experiences. So we've had various Muslim events. We've had a variety of Christian. We've had some Buddhist. And it's to open people's eyes to the amazing different routes of spirituality that we find in South Florida.
I love that. Rumi is one of my favorite poets. And I went when I was in Turkey to see the Whirling Dervishes.
Wow.
And that was quite exciting to see that. And there was, some of the books that Rumi wrote. And
yes.
So I was very, very in touch with that whole experience and went to see where he was buried. And it was so... I'm very interested in that.
What I've read about the Whirling Dervishes is that dance form, the repetitive whirling, can be a form of meditation and prayer. And it's that repetitive
mm-hmm.
motion, just like some religions use chanting. And I think that's another example of how different art forms can open our minds and cleanse us and, provide routes of healing.
Right, right. Yeah, it's definitely a form of meditation for them. So, well, that sounds like you've got quite a handful of things going
yeah.
on.
Right, and I have to mention, I just wanted to mention we have a series called the American Musical Series, and so we have always have several Broadway reviews, and even within those, seemingly, not so art, it's not necessarily arts with a message, each one of ours does have a message. We address diversity in one of our Broadway reviews, and coming up this summer, we have it's a competition called Miami Has Talent. It's going to be a competitive talent show, and we're looking for performers for that. And then next year we're going to have something called Miami Beach the Musical, and we're looking for stories of the history of Miami Beach that we can incorporate into a musical. So we do have a diversity, and we really are very grateful to our community who has helped us, evolve this program from a very small little neighborhood program.
Uh-huh. Sounds great. Great. I have a fabulous friend, singer, who is living in Key West, and I'm going to see if I can get her to come up and be a part of that for you.
That would be great. And when we say South Florida, it's probably from Okeechobee on down to the Keys. Yeah.
Right.
It's a wide path.
Right. She'll fit in, even though she just moved from New York. She's a Key Western.
If we
now.
Had only people who were born in Miami or raised, there wouldn't be too many. I mean, I've met a few. I'm from Denver originally, and I love Miami. I love the diversity. I love the different languages. And I love the beauty of our environment.
We live in paradise.
We do, as convoluted as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very grateful every day that I wake up here. It's just beautiful for me. The weather. I'm just in awe of all the beauty. Even though I'd like a mountain or two.
Yeah, mountains are okay. I like the flatlands better. By the way, for both of you, you might be interested in an event we're having in the next year. It's called Artful Administrators, and it's for all the people out there who have regular work-a-day jobs doing one thing or another, but they have hidden artistic talents, either as singers or maybe they do artwork, but they can't do it professionally. And so we're going to give all of them an opportunity to come and perform or show their artwork. So if anybody out there is working for a bank but really does improv too, give me a call. Might be
that
great.
That sounds great. It looks like I'm going to have to take my harmonica out of hiding.
Right. We also, by the way, have both the Arts at St. John's and the St. John's Church have a sizable gay contingency, and we're very we've incorporated programming, and they're welcome in our facility. And I just like to mention that because that's a very important part of South Florida's tradition also.
Absolutely. So when is it arts, A-R-T-S, at Saint, S-T, period, johns.com, or
no,
do you
no
spell
period.
Saint out?
No period.
No period. Okay, so it's A-R-T-S.
A-T-S-T-J-O-N-H-N-S.com.
.com, okay. I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners.
And my phone number and my email is on the website, so people can contact me.
So people can go there, they can contact you, they can look up the future events and just be a part of your community.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being
one other person. We have an artistic director named David Kingery, whose number is also on there, and he is the person who has really made a change in our organization and helped move it out into the world. So I wanted to tell him thank you too.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today and telling our listeners all the things that are going on. I know there are lots of things that I'm interested and excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a great day. And
keep up the good work. It's good to hear that you're getting a lot of support from the community too. So listeners, go to the website, artsatstjohns.com, and get more information about the events. And if you want to, contact Carol Hoffman, and she'll give you more information or help you get involved in some of the projects.
Great. Thank you.
So, Carol, thank you for being
thank
on with
you,
us
Carol.
This morning.
Have
a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Well, that was a lot of great information, and I've already thought about a few of things that I'm definitely going to sign up for. How about you, Bobby?
I know, me too. I also have a handful of people who are the artists who do have 9-to-5 jobs and 2 jobs sometimes. But they do have a passion for something in the art, a lot of musicians. So I'm going to pass that on to Carol and see if she can get them involved in that event that she was talking about.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And we just have a few more minutes to go, so I just would like to kind of end with talking a little bit about having hope. You know, we have to have hope in our life. And, they say man can live about 40 days without food, but 3 days without water, and about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. So never let go of hope. You know, one day you'll see that it has all finally come together. And what you've always wished for has finally, come to be. And you'll look back and laugh and say, wow, how did that happen? How did I get there? And it was, you know, and all you did was you had hope and you did the next right thing and you kept moving forward. And so we started the program on gratitude and we're ending it on hope.
And ending on hope. That's one, that's beautiful. Thank you, Sherry. So listeners, we have another special guest next week. Tune in at 10 a.m. Eastern time and look at the blogs to see who we'll have. It's a surprise. Go to www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. And Sherry, thank you for being on air with us this morning.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.